from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You forgot my last name, Limits.
I didn't forget. That was letting the voice guy say it.
Oh. I'm depressed.
You know what? Me too.
Did I depress you when I came in?
No, I've been depressed for a couple of days now.
Over what? A wiffle ball incident you mentioned?
We're not going to talk about that.
When you called me the other day and said something was wrong, I'm like, all right, this is concerning. And then it turned out to be a wiffle ball thing.
When was that? Friday?
No, that was this. What day is this? Tuesday.
This was Tuesday.
That was like Sunday or Monday. You had grave concern in your voice, like you really had to tell me that something had gone bad in your life, and then I became alarmed, and then you said it's a wiffle ball thing that I can't talk about.
I think it was Saturday, because okay. I know it was not Sunday.
Well, the day's not important,
no,
really,
it's not.
In the end. It's how are you, and why the grave importance of wiffle ball in your life? I've never seen this.
Because I run it. It takes up a large portion of my life.
Did you lose an important game or one of your players defected?
One of my players defected? Where did he go?
Overseas
to another league?
Maybe out of Baldwin. Can you still play for Baldwin if you're not in Baldwin?
You can, yes. There are some people from TJ who play. There are some people from... There's a North Allegheny guy that plays. There's a Fox Chapel guy that plays. There's some Keystone Oaks people who play. People who know you and speak very highly of Mr. Starkey.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Paul's not here. Did you notice?
I did. Sometimes it takes until the start of the show at 10:02 or 10:04 to realize if Paul's coming or not.
Right. Usually 10:05 is the cutoff, but I'm convinced it ain't happening today.
I'm depressed that Paul's not here.
I'm mildly depressed as well. He came bearing gifts yesterday, including a Josh Allen autographed hat.
That's what I heard.
Because of his, you know, somebody dates Mitch Trubisky's
His daughter
brother.
Dates Mitch Trubisky's brother. I didn't know that was
and
public knowledge.
And then I
knowledge.
Insulted Mitch Trubisky, which I felt horrible about, right after I got the free hat with the autograph
And he's
on
the
it.
One that got you the hat.
I know.
He's the one that said, Josh, could you sign this for a good
Trubisky,
a friend of mine?
He does seem like a wonderful man. Listen. Before we get into Steelers angst, and I'm doing this spur of the moment, I realize this, and we've overplayed this, but I think it puts me in a good mood, and it puts everybody in a good mood. I think this will lift my mood. I was up late last night, and I notice as I get older, and this has been going on a while, if I don't sleep good, everything's off the next day. I'm highly irritable, mildly depressed, angry, usually, hungry. Hungrier than usual, craving sweets. So let's try to turn this around by playing Pony, calling into Pomp as George in Washington. I mean, I'm still not over this. I thought I was good at this. I invented the medium of calling Pompeiani's show as another person, and Pony just took it to another level. The fact that after all Bob and I had been through, that they took a call as George in Washington. Forget about everything else that happened afterward. They took the call. And then it was clearly Pony, although he did a wonderful old man impression. The fact that Bob let it go on, and I think Bob even would have let it go past the wooden teeth. I'm convinced of that. Are you?
I'm surprised that he did. I mean, the wooden teeth thing was the clearest giveaway that this is somebody trying to prank you. And Bob even said, oh, okay.
I think Pony could have kept talking after putting in his fake wooden teeth as George in blanking Washington. Come on, Bob. Let's hear it.
Hey, let's get right to it. George in Washington. First up tonight. Hey, George.
Bob, in 1923, Charlie Grimm had a 30-game hitting streak for the Pirates. Do you think that Brian Reynolds is going to break that record?
Well, the way he's swinging the bat now, yes, I expect that to continue, although it gets harder as the days go on.
Bob, I remember Charlie Grimm. He played with Pi Trainer. Hold on, let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better. Bob, what are you doing taking George in Washington? It's Pony.
I know.
How are
you
falling for this again?
I mean, Bob even goes,
it worked again.
Okay, the wooden teeth. Okay.
I think Bob was on to something was amiss, but he still wasn't on to the fact that it was Pony.
No, he had no idea. Absolutely no clue.
That worked. That's like a magic elixir.
He was probably thinking, so what? Which of Joe's cousins or brother is on the phone
exactly.
right now trying to prank me?
That is a magic mood elixir. That just works like a charm. I feel a little happier. And yet I'm still depressed over the Steelers. And I feel like the vibe is not good going into this season. I really do, and that's based anecdotally just on talking to people when I see them, like we did yesterday at Acrisure Stadium. It's based on a little Twitter poll I put out today. These things aren't scientific. I understand that, but it's, you know, as someone who's living their life in sports and who relates to people all the time, either via this show or, you know, amongst friends or out in public, whatever, it just doesn't feel like people are optimistic. Here's the question. Here's the question I have for you as a Steeler fan. And I'd love to get a discussion going today. Even if Jackass Tony is out there. If you want to call in, please, let's have a conversation. Let's bury the hatchet, Jackass Tony. Here's the question. Despite all the changes, some of them unbelievably dramatic, like mind-blowing, that they completely annexed their quarterback room and brought in not just Russell Wilson and not just Justin Fields, but both of them, for whatever you think of them. They're both here. They had another draft that people were absolutely wild about. They brought in Patrick Queen as sort of a headliner type of guy. There's been dramatic change, but I ask you this. Are they still nothing more than, at best, a fringe playoff team with no serious Super Bowl hope? Is that what they still are? That's what the football world thinks of them. There's no question about that. That's what Vegas thinks of them as well. There's nobody who thinks that the Steelers are going to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl, at least not that I've seen. More to the point, nobody really thinks they have much of a shot at that. The much better bet is that they'll be 8-8 going into the final game, and they'll play the Bengals, and they'll get another game, as they often do in the division, where they don't face the other team's starting quarterback. They'll win that game. They'll go 9-8. They'll be tied with three other teams. They might make the playoffs and lose. They might miss the playoffs but still be 9-8. And then we can all across the country praise the head coach for extending his non-losing streak. I mean, that's just the feel of it. You know a lot of people, city limits. You talk sports all the time. You're becoming a celebrity in this town. And your Pirates hat is unbelievable today. It's the old Pillbox 79 hat.
Callis already complimented me for it. That's one of the good things that started off my day today.
Then why were you depressed? Because of me. I know.
Yeah. Sometimes the silver linings.
What do you sense? And I want people out there to talk to me, please. 412-928-9370. I'm a man plagued with chronic, there's a name for it, chronic low-level dissatisfaction. And I think that everybody has it now when it comes to the Steelers. That's what I have. It's been identified by a therapist. I have chronic low-level dissatisfaction. And I think you do too. And for good reason. I mean, how many years is this gonna happen? Is it gonna change this year? Is there really a belief that this is gonna change? Maybe it will. I don't know. Maybe by midway through the season, this offensive line will have come together. The young guys will have grown up a bit. They'll be pounding people with Warren and Harris, and Russell Wilson will be playing well. Look, I wanted them to get Russell Wilson. And I'm convinced, by the way, that defensively, as always, there's going to be a couple of absolutely destructive performances this season. The problem is they're never healthy enough or deep enough to deliver those consistently. They're going to have a couple because they have tons of talent, frontline talent on that defense. They're going to deliver some. They do every year. But what's it going to look like in the middle of the season? What's it going to look like late in the season? Is it realistic that Cam Hayward is going to play 17 games or 15 games at a high level? What about Ogunjobi? Is he going to play a bunch of games at a high level consistently? Where's the depth up front defensively? There seems to be questions at corner as well, depth-wise. They've drafted left tackles on offense in consecutive years, including trading up in the first round 1 year to get one. And neither one of these guys plays left tackle for the Pittsburgh Steelers. As the headline on my Post-Gazette mailbag says today, is the con artist's greatest trick making left tackles disappear? Limits? He's been amazing at that. They draft him as a left tackle, and then they're not left tackles anymore.
Well,
watch me saw the left tackle in half. Watch me pull a left tackle out of my hat and make him a right tackle. What is happening here?
Dan Moore seemingly disappears whenever an edge rusher is coming towards the quarterback, so that's one. Broderick Jones seemingly can't play left tackle because the invisible man is still at left tackle, and Troy Faltanu gets hurt. I don't sense that. There is this huge bit of excitement kind of echoing what you're saying for this season. There was a ton of excitement, I think, more in the offseason when Russell Wilson was acquired, when Justin Fields was acquired, than there is right now.
That just, yes, it feels
odd.
Like the vibe out there right now. And maybe it's an overreaction. It's the reverse overreaction of last preseason.
Well, and I think a big part of that is when you have a huge question mark at the most important position on the field.
Yes.
That's the biggest thing. Because 2 years ago, you had the hope of Kenny Pickett, and maybe Mitch Trubisky is going to start, but Trubisky is eventually going to be unseated by Pickett. Last year, everybody was fools in the fool's gold that was the preseason.
Yeah.
And this is not happening this year. Where
this is fool's coal this year. We got coal in the stocking. Mason Cole is in our stocking.
The guys who were supposed to be so exciting this year have flopped in the preseason game so far. And again, we don't want to overvalue the preseason because
of what we did last year. I'm not going to do a Dan Orlovsky here and, you know, rip Russell Wilson. He just played the other day after missing most of training camp and not having any action in how long.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Having said that, And being, you know, a card-carrying member of the Russell Wilson fan club, maybe even the president, it's no better than a 50-50 proposition that he's going to be good, let alone great. I never claimed that. I just claimed they needed something other than Kenny Pickett, for God's sakes, and that Russell Wilson seemed like a pretty good available option. But we haven't even begun to list the problems. What about the injury situation here? And how that's going to carve into their depth. Everybody named Wilson has been hurt at one point or another. Two of them still are. The quarterback, for some reason, got involved with a blocking sled. Was that part of the theme of we're the big bad Steelers out here to hit and tackle during August to prove how tough we are and then not convert fourth and ones and fourth and twos in actual games? You got that? You got Nate Herbig, multiple months. Broderick Jones is clearly having an issue with that right elbow, right arm, whatever it is. Never a good sign when a guy gets thrown around by Greg Rousseau. He had 5 sacks last year, just thrown around, tossed around like a small child. And then his first words to the media when they want to talk to him after the game was, "I have to see the doctor. Call me crazy, but I think something's wrong with Broderick Jones." Fatanu, out. Warren, out. I mean, the list just goes on here. That's contributing to the vibe. And as I said yesterday at the top of the show, at some point, I just think you have to be smart with your players, certain ones. This offense revolves around two guys. Well, Pickens too, but really two guys, and that's Warren and Najee. That's where your offense begins, especially if you're the big, bad, tough, physical, we tackle in training camp Steelers, right? And I think, based on both of those players' histories, that we know that they're going to sacrifice their bodies on every snap for 4 months and 17 games, Najee and Jalen. Why would you ask them to do it in multiple games in August? Maybe I'm the only one saying that. I don't know. I think it's nuts. And now you don't have him. Looks like maybe for the opener. And I still think he has star potential, Jalen Warren. And now look, he ain't here. And then you had the long drama, still have it, playing out with the 49ers. And that's been a vibe killer. That's been a buzz kill, right? And it looks like the con artist might make him disappear too. And it might be because he traded Deontay Johnson before his time. Deontay could have been the key to an Ayuk deal. Every report I see now says that the 49ers wanted a player from the Steelers included in this deal. We know they would obviously want a receiver. Hello, Deontay could have been that guy. And yes, the plane would have flown backwards to San Francisco carrying him. We know that. But he could have been that guy. So in some ways, it's not a mystery that the vibe ain't great. Or is that just anecdotal or based on 400 respondents to a Twitter poll I had this morning where I asked, would you rather have Russ or Justin Fields as your quarterback for week one? How do you think that turned out, by the way, Limitless Wonder? Did you vote in that poll?
I saw it this morning, but the voting was closed by the time
about
I was trying to vote.
About 400 voters
it.
In less than an hour. You know, it's just a mini sample. I don't claim to be scientific here. How many do you think, what do you think the breakdown was, percentage-wise?
I feel like it's starting to shift in Justin Fields' direction. Not sure if that's because of the national media perspective. I'm going to say Fields 55, Wilson 45.
Very good.
Is that what it was?
No, it was 53 to 47. So you're very close in favor of Fields. So that's another thing. The guy that you brought in to be the quarterback isn't engendering good vibes. I'm not sure, fairly or unfairly, I think that's the case. 412-928-9370. 928-9370. The crux of this question is very simple. The question itself, despite all these changes, are the Steelers any different than they've essentially been for 7 years? Yeah, they had one really good regular season, although it fell apart in historic fashion, and the rest has just been mediocre. Just mediocre. A fringe, they've become not a team, they're a fringe playoff franchise that has no real hope of winning a Super Bowl. That's sort of their MO right now around the football world. Still a great head coach who never has a losing season, and they're still a great brand. That part is true. It's obviously, they're the Steelers. They're a great brand. People want to watch them. They're on television all the time. Steeler Nation is one of the most phenomenons in all of sports. It really is. I mean, anywhere you go, they're filling stadiums. It's incredible. It's just sad that for 7 straight years, they haven't won a playoff game. And man, there's not a ton of people who think they're going to snap that streak. It could move to 8 years. 412-928-9370. Talk to me here. 928-9370. Are you excited about this Steelers season, or is it simply rearranging the deck chairs and they're again a fringe playoff team? No better than a fringe playoff team. Give me reasons why I and the rest of the football world should think more of them than that. Let's have a discussion about the Steelers. Off the Top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. We have Destiny's Child at 11 when we shift to Pirate Talk. Key Brian Hayes suddenly on the IL. That's good, since he's been hurt all season and killing them at the plate. Shelty at noon. Things got a little uncomfortable late in the show last week. Lots of questions this week about schemes and the strategy with him moving forward. When are we going to see Jared Jones? The Key Brian Hayes dilemma, seeing some of the young guys maybe come up, all of that. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net, and the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Reasons to be excited about the Steelers. Well, you know, things change when TJ Watt is playing, right? Much like everything about 8 seconds into the San Francisco opener last year, all the good vibes were shattered. Maybe all the bad vibes are shattered this year early in the opener when we see TJ Watt on the field. It's as simple as that sometimes, right? If the Steelers come out in destruction mode on defense in an opener in an early season game, we've seen that before. We've seen what they did to Joe Burrow early in a season in Cincy. We've seen what they did to Josh Allen early in a season. We saw the defense just outright win them games early last season, including the Cleveland home game, just blatantly won a game that I honestly still feel, I'm not exaggerating, that if Cleveland just knelt on the ball in the second half, they win that game. If they knelt on the ball and punted every time, they would have won that game. But the Steelers' defense, you know, what was it, three games into the year, they had as many touchdowns as the offense? So T.J. Watt, healthy, motivated, ready for another big year. That's a reason for optimism. George Pickens may be ready to make a big step. You still have young talent on the offensive line. You still, presuming Jalen gets back healthy, have a really good running back tandem, I think. You should be able to put games away late with your pass rush, which is always the MO. Keanu Benton, I think, is going to be a star. And you have Highsmith, Minka, two guys I didn't mention. Joey Porter Jr., I think, is a really good player. There's a lot of talent on that defense. Patrick Queen coming in here. You know? So I think there's a decent chance that when the ball is kicked off in Atlanta, you know, about 10 minutes into that game, we're all going to forget about the bad preseason vibes. But we're living in them right now. 928-9370. Let's go to the phones, shall we? City Limits, our Steelers reaction, brought to you by Bet365.
Here is Greg in Washington getting us started.
Is Jackass Tony on the line at all? Is he calling in today?
No, I have not. I've not yet heard from Jackass Tony.
Don't you, Joey?
Tony! Oh, I thought it was
no,
Tony.
No, that was just a clip of Tony.
I thought he was coming out strong. Who is this guy?
This is Greg in Washington. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Greg. Sorry about that. Yeah. What's up?
Yeah, first of all, part of the problem, I was pretty disappointed the way that they treated and handled Mason Rudolph. His first years in the league, he didn't get much playing time, and word came on 93.7 and other articles in the paper that Ben Roethlisberger didn't care for him, wasn't going out of his way to help him. And the training camp before last, Chris Hoke was on 93.7 and announcers were giving Mason some pretty bad grade reports. And Chris Hoke asked him, do the names Hines Ward and Troy Polamalu ring a bell? And the cook said, well, yeah, but you could tell he didn't know where Chris Hoke was going with it. And Chris Hoke told him, he said, you know, their first year wasn't, they didn't play real well. So Mason's only played 9 games. So then,
well, what's the overall point here? Because if I came in depressed, I'm now a level 10 on that.
I'll cut to the chase. The last 4 games he played at Pittsburgh, he had a pretty good audition for the starting job. And Tomlin said that Kenny Pickett was going to be the starter and Mason was going to have an equal opportunity to compete for the starting job. And then they bring Russell Wilson in. And
so your overall point is that they screwed over Mason. He would have been better. Is that right?
Yes. I wanted to give some qualification to what I was saying. But, yeah, I think he would have turned out pretty good.
Well,
they asked George Pickens, not David. Somebody asked him what he thought of Mason. He said, well, he stays in the pocket and throws the ball.
Then yeah, you might not be wrong, and I appreciate the call, I think. Did you appreciate the call?
Limits? I think that's this, and a texter pointed that out. I think this is the same guy that called in yesterday with Pony and Mueller, and Pony got on this guy and told him to shove it up his ass about Mason Rudolph.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think that's the same guy. He was
maybe
a lot more
perhaps
fired up
we
yesterday.
Could replay that call and try to compare the voices and see what happens there. Who knows? He might not be wrong. I don't know. Mason Rudolph actually helped this team late last season. Is he better than Justin Fields? I have no idea. I don't think so. I don't know what to think now.
I don't feel good.
Like I said yesterday as well, it feels like we're living in some world of delusion here with the Steelers. especially with quarterbacks. I don't know. Things appear to be real and they're not. Things appear to be unreal and they are.
I still think
Tomlin's on television in an interview saying, "I, you know, these guys, I respect the fact they wanted to run to the competition here. They wanted to be here. What choice did they have? Where was Russell Wilson going? Where was Fields going? Nobody wanted them. It's not a question of, oh, they ran to the, what's his saying that he likes? To the battle, not away from it. To the fight. They ran to the fight. They had no choice.
They're sparring partners now.
Or very little choice. Nobody wanted them. They ran to the only people that would hire them. That's where they ran to. And then this idea of, oh, we have to indoctrinate them as Steeler quarterbacks. You had a built-in quarterback when you got here who's the person mostly responsible for the non-losing streak. That's Ben. His name was Ben. Still is, by the way. When does his podcast start?
That's a good question. Him and Spence. It usually starts up right around football season. It should be like right now.
There's this idea that we're going to indoctrinate these guys into the Steeler way. Well, to bring this first segment full circle, the Steeler way, unfortunately, has become we're a fringe playoff team with no hope of winning a championship. I mean, come on. The Green Bay Packers had an unbelievable tradition in the 1960s, right? The 1960s are done. It's been 7 full years without a playoff win. These are the new generation Steelers. This is who they are right now. This is how they're regarded. Yes, a flagship franchise that attracts eyeballs with an incredible history, kind of like the Packers. But as far as being taken seriously as a contender, as a football team, man, it's been a long, long time. They go 8 years now without a playoff win. Maybe with no future at quarterback again after this season. That's a long time in NFL years. That's forever, man. That's about the time. What did Jimmy Johnson coach? 9. John Madden coached 10. Vince Lombardi coached 10. 8 years is forever.
I was in high school.
You can craft a legendary Hall of Fame legacy in 8 years. Or you can establish yourself as a slightly above average franchise that never wins a playoff game. Sort of an afterthought in NFL circles, really. That's where they are. Does it change?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.